Mr. Manafort, who was not known for spreading the wealth among his subordinates, paid Mr. Kilimnik $530,000 for professional services and administrative overhead for Kiev operations from June of 2013 to January of 2014, according to Justice Department lobbying filings, which show that Mr. Manafort's company was paid $17 million over a two-year stretch around that time. By then, Mr. Kilimnik was married with two children. His family lived in a modest house not far from Sheremetyevo International Airport in Moscow, where he traveled most weekends. But he lived a parallel life in Kiev, where he embraced trappings of his boss's jet-setting lifestyle, trading the khakis and sweaters he wore at IRI for tailored suits, a chauffeur-driven German car, and evenings at an estate with a pool. Things started going south for Mr. Yanukovych and, by extension, Mr. Manafort and Mr. Kilimnik in late 2013 as mass protests erupted over the government's corruption and pivot toward Russia. Mr. Yanukovych stepped down and fled in February of 2014, eventually arriving in Moscow. Russia began a military incursion into eastern Ukraine in 2014, and Mr. Kilimnik leveraged his access to American diplomats for a new endeavor. He turned up in Donetsk as the city was slipping into war, presenting himself as having the State Department's ear, the American ear in general, said Alexei Koshun, a member of a group of pro-Ukrainian political advisors working there. Mr. Kilimnik joined their ranks, and in emails reviewed by the Times, he encouraged them to appease the Russian-speaking population who, he wrote, merely wanted stable work, good salaries, and a turn to the better for their children. The American embassy was overly focused on the Russian military threat, he said. The whole American embassy is counting barricades, he wrote, adding about the United States diplomats he was in contact with, the idiots. In hindsight, Mr. Kovshun said, I can see that he could easily be a Russian agent who just came to monitor the situation and be in the center of pro-Ukrainian power in the region.